We're in the middle of Simin Lamed Beis, Sif Yud Ches, where it says in the Mechaber, V'resha asa k'min dalet. If you have a resh that was made like a dalet, yesh lahachmir v'loimar d'loisagi k'sheyigra hayarech, it's not going to be enough to erase the yerech of the dalet in order to return it to the tzura of a resh, levad, oy hagag levad, nor is it enough to erase the gag of the dalet to make it into a resh, v'yachzer v'yichtevenu k'min resh, mishum d'bein hagag u'bein hayarech nasev v'pisul, because both the gag and the yerech were both made bipsul. Hilkach tzarech ligur shneim. So the underlying yisoid over here is that anything that was written bipsul needs to be removed in order for the letter to be kosher. So over here, since both the gag and the yerech were written bipsul, memela, they both need to be removed in order for the letter to be made kosher. V'im nidbeka ois lois. What if you have another case? You have two letters, and the second letter touches the first letter. Bein koidem shetigomer, bein acher shenigmara. Whether it touched while it was being written, or whether it touched after it was already written, pasul, in either case, it's pasul. In other words, any negia is always going to pasul a stam item. In other words, there cannot be any negias, and it doesn't make a difference when the negia happened. V'im garar v'hifrida, and if you then go and you are mafrid the negia, kosher, v'loy mikri chaktoichis, it's going to be kosher, v'loy mikri chaktoichis, and that's not called chaktoichis. Obviously, we're talking about a case where the negia did not create a shinui tzura. Me'achar sheha'ois atzma ha'isa ksuva ketikuna. So the Mechaber says that you're allowed to erase a negia, and the Mechaber is not mechalik when the negia took place, whether it happened in middle of the writing of the letter or after the letter was complete. In either case, the Mechaber clearly says that imgar v'ifrida kosher v'lay mikri chaktoiches. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan ayin vav v'reish. So it doesn't have to be a resh, says the Mishnah Berurah. Oy vav, it could be a vav shasoy k'min resh, a vav that was written like a resh. V'cholki agavna shenasa b'ksiva achas. The point over here is that we're talking about any case where the ois was written b'ksiva achas. K'min dalet, so in this case the Mechaber is talking about a resh that was written like a dalet. V'hu hadin b'gagoy shel chof pshuta, the same would apply to the gag of a chof pshuta shasoy rochav at shenira k'dalet a resh that was made so wide that it looks like a dalet or a resh. In other words, because the proportion of an endachav has to be that the yerech is longer than the gag. But if one makes the gag very wide, that could cause the endachav to look either like a dalet or a resh. So in such an instance, the same halacha would apply. V'ayin bir halacha. V'asayfrim nichshalim b'zeh b'avayneseinu harabim. The sayfrim are nichshal in this, in the sense that they don't realize that this halacha applies also to an endachav. Shenigmira. Again, the Mechaber had said that it doesn't make a difference when the negia happened. Even if it happened after the letter was already complete, a negia will passel the letter. Shenigmira, says the Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Ches, ha'ois ba'arkoi karoi. In other words, the ois was completed in its length, karoi, the way it's meant to be. Kegoin, for example, shekosav tevas loy. The sefer had to write the word loy, lamed vav. V'nidbak havav b'katzeu la'alamed, and the vav touched the bottom of the lamed. V'choil kayotze b'zeh. In other words, the case over here is obviously where he made the moshav of the lamed extended all the way until the left of the lamed. So the moshav is equal to the gag of the lamed. And now when he's coming down with the vav, so the vav touched the edge of the moishav of the lamed, v'chol kayotze b'zeh, or any similar such case where the vav was already complete when the negia happened. V'afilu negia koldehu, even if it was a very mild negia, shalei nishtanis al yedei zeh ha'ois mitziras, it didn't cause any shinui tzura to the lamed nor to the vav. V'afilu hachi pasel, even in such an instance, the halacha is that a negia passels. Why? Because there's a halacha, there's a halacha that the letters have to be mukav gvil, as we've discussed. What if it's not a regular standard negia? Rather, it's a case where because of the moisture in the klaf and in the diyoi, so the letter spread and it caused what seems to be a negiyah. Shekoyron giflosin. This is known as giflosin. Ad shenirin kedvukin. It appears as though there's a negiyah, but there's no actual negiyah. It's just the spreading of the ink. So therefore, because it's just the spreading of the ink, it looks like it's davuk, and yet it looks like it's not davuk. So kosher. A giflosin is not a psul, and that's going to be kosher. And if you have an actual negiyah, even though the actual negiyah happened after the two letters were complete, as we said, that will also be a psul. Even Ezer b'simin kuf chafei sif tezayin behago ubeishmuel ayin sham the ayin lael beber alocha b'soif sif tes zayin, where we discussed whether it's a psul vaday or a psul sofik. V'im nimtza dibuk bein ois lois, and if you find two oisias that are touching each other, kishaitziu sefer Torah lekriya ayin lekamen b'simin kuf mem gimel beber alocha, where he discusses the different applications of whether it happened b'shas k'siva or achar k'siva. Have a look in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Ayin Tes, kosher. If the negiyah was separated, so then it's kosher. V'hu adinim raglei ha'oisiyas agagon v'emtzon magia l'soif b'li hagif klaf. Again, as we've discussed, even if the letters come until the end of the klaf, that would be a psul of hakofas gvil, the lack of hakofas gvil. So in such an instance, rishoy ligra ktsas, one can take off a little bit of the letter. The loygora mi nidbak ois lois, because it's not worse than a nidbak ois lois, the mahani greira. So if it comes until the end of the klaf, that would also be mahani greira. Veda, debaze ein ma'akiv shalik esidron. Regarding this din of hakofas gvil, this would not be an issue of shalik esidron. In other words, even if you make this separation after the mezuzah has already been completed, after the tefillin has already been completed, there's not going to be a psul of shalik esidron. K'mavur l'kaman b'sif chav hei. Why? Me'achar de'ein ma'isif b'guf ha'ois. Because as we've discussed, the din of shalik esidron is only when you're adding to the tzuras ois to complete it. That would be a psul of shalik esidron. But over here, the two tzuras ha'oisiyas are already complete, and all you're doing is kashering them by way of separating a negiyah, that would not be a problem of shalik esidron. V'afilo ba'oisiyas Hashem shenigru v'dibukon lamata rishoy ligra. And even in the Shem Hashem, this would be permitted to scrape away the negiyah. And he doesn't mention this, but have a look in Sif Chaf Vav. Sif Katan Pei in the Mishnah Berurah, Chak Toichus, Umayri shalei nishtana ha'ois mitzuras al yedei advekus. Like we spoke out, this is talking where there's no shinei tzura. Avalim nishtanis ha'ois mitzuras ve'ein atinik yochel l'kroisa. If there's a shinei tzura, v'kol shekeinim nishtana l'tzuras ha'is acheres, and kal v'choymer, if now it looks like a different ois, how could it such a thing happen? So he gives an example, k'goin vav shenidbak b'sayfe l'nun k'fufa. Let's say you have a vav that touches a nun k'fufa, dibuk av, and it's a thick negiyah, sheniris k'tzuras tes, ad shetinik d'leichachem v'leitipish yikra oisei l'tes. So in that case, where it's a thick negiyah, kal v'choymer, that would be a problem of a shinei tzura, and it would not loy mahani greiris ha'dibuk b'zeh. And that would not, one would not be allowed to scrape the negiyah and kasher the letter. To have a memshin istirma, because that would be like scraping a memshin istirma and turning it into a mempsucha, umikri chaktoiches, that's chaktoiches. Valkein tzarech ligra gam hanun, therefore one would need to erase the nun as well. Shagam hu nishtana mitzirase, when the vav touched the nun and created what looks like a test now, so not only the vav became a shinitzura, but the nun also became a shinitzura, because the nun now is part of a tes. V'nifsal al yedei hadibuk. So you have to erase the nun as well. V'chein kol keyotze b'zeh. And any similar such case, one would also be required to erase both letters, or at least be mevatel tzura of both letters. Says this if the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Pei Aleph, Kitikuna, u'benafla tipas diyoy, in a case where a tipas diyoy fell, b'sif yud zayin, which we discussed previously, after nechtava mitchila ketikuna, even though it was written the way it was meant to be written, niskalkal al yedei hatipa ve'inan ikeres, once the tipa fell, it now no longer has the tzura. Masha'en kein bazeh, but over here, Even before you erase the negia, the letter is clearly recognizable, unlike when a tipas dioi fell and the letter is not recognizable. But over here, it is nikar hetev kol ha'ois bifnei atzma. Therefore, since the letter is nikar, im kol oirech ha'ois dvuka l'chaverta loy mahani greira, if you would have a case where the entire side of the letter is davuk to the next letter, so then that's not going to be nikar bifnei atzma. That will be a shinei tzura, and if it is a shinei tzura, loy mahani greira. V'aprichadosh mekel b'zeh, and the prichadosh is mekel b'zeh, v'ayin b'shar Ephraim u'b'nesiv chayim. So there's a big machlokes achreinim regarding this case that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting, whether such a case is totally in a tinnik, or whether it's kosher, or whether it's posel. We're in Simin Lamed Beis, Sif Yud Ches, in the Bir Halacha, v'reish asa k'min dalad. Again, the Mechaber had said that when you make a reish like a dalad, so the entire letter has to be erased since it's all written b'ksiva achas. Says the Bir Halacha, v'im osa gag rochav l'chof pshuta. What if a sefer made a chof pshuta, and he made a wide gag on the chof pshuta? Ad shenira k'may reish, to the extent that it no longer looks like a chof pshuta, rather, it looks like a resh. So what's going to be the halach in such a case? Kozava Mogen Avram, the Mogen Avram says, the Yimshoich HaRegel Ad Sheyia Kiflayim K'moy HaGag. The simple etza is to just extend the regel until the regel is Kiflayim of the Gag. V'ima Kiflayim Hu Li'ikuvoy L'chatchila, regarding the separate issue of whether the din of Kiflayim is Ma'akiv or not, Ayin L'kamon B'simim L'amadvav B'din Eitzuris HaOysius, where he discusses that. What if you can't do this Eitzah of the Magen Avram? The Magen Avram's Eitzah was to just extend the Regel. What if there's no room to extend the Regel? If you can't extend the Regel, then what the Achreinim say to do is to erase the Gag. Because if you're just going to take off the extra part of the gag that makes it look like a resh, that's not going to help to have a chaktoiches mamish, because that's chaktoiches. V'afilu b'milas eleikecha yachal amochkoi. And even if you're dealing with Hashem Hashem, it would be mutter to erase the entire gag. Ach yizor shalayimchoi karegel. But one would need to be careful that he doesn't erase the regel of the chof. V'tzorech iyan. That this case of the chof, where it looks like a resh, should be the same as the case of a resh that was made like a dalad. The way that Shulchan Aruch said that you have to take off the entire ois, mishum denechta v'pam achas. And over here the halacha should be the same. So why are we giving this kula to just take off the gag? L'chayri, you should have to take off the entire reg, the entire letter, since it was nechta v'ksiva achas, and the entire ois was nechta v'psul. So he answers, v'ayin v'yad Ephraim shemechalik tzas b'zeh. So take a look in the Yad Ephraim, where he gives some sort of shvera teretz over there, v'doichak, and it's taka very shver. Achar kach matzosi b'chidush Rabbi Kiva Eger. Subsequently, I found that Rabbi Kiva Eger shekosa b'pshitos the dami l'reish also came in dalid. He taka says that it's the same as a reish that was made like a dalid. V'ayin v'shari tshuva b'sivkotin chof aleph. It's supposed to say b'masha hetik b'zeh the shem tshuva skinas v'radim. Take a look over there. V'tzorech iin m'yesh lismaych al zeh. It's not so posh that you could be soimach on this eitz of the Guinness Brother, Machere Shekola Achreinim Machmirin, Ditzorech Alkol Ponim Limchai Kagag, since the Achreinim say that you at least have to take off the gag. Achi Yisrami Kain Vechav Shalele Kecha, but if you're talking about a chof of Hashem Hashem, Shasoi Rochav, Kimin Dalet Eresh, that was made wide like a Dalet Eresh, Nira Diyesh Lismach Lahakil, in such a case, one could be Mekel Didaib Mechikas Hagag, that it's enough just to take off the gag. If there's no room to extend the regel, since in a case of the prichadash is mekel, and he holds you don't have to take off the entire letter. So again, the kasha is l'chayra, you should have to take off the entire letter, and to just erase the gag, like the Prima Godin wants to suggest, should not be enough. So he says, you should take off the entire ice. But if it's a Shem Hashem, you could be Samech on the Mekilim to just take off the gag, since the Pri Chadosh holds that way as well. Ve'hiviyah Machzah Shekel, the Machzah Shekel brings this Pri Chadosh, the Daishi Ve'atlena Mitzuras Ois, that it's enough to just be Mevatel Tzura. Ve'gam Agoyin Rebbe Kiva Eger, Be'chidusha V'niach Devei HaShulchan Aruch B'zeh, Be'tzorach Iyan, Rebbe Kiva Eger also leaves the Shulchan Aruch as a Tzorach Iyan, Machmas Ois HaKushya Shela Pri Chadosh, and Tmiya Shalai Zochrei, and it's Taka Pele that Rabbi Kivega doesn't quote the Kasha in the name of the Pri Chadosh. I'll call upon him, there are Mekilim, and since there are Mekilim, one could be Mekel, certainly in a case where we're dealing with a Shem Hashem. Yesh Lahachmir V'loimar, says the Bir Alocha, Ayan V'chidushi Rabbi Kivega, V'kahagavna Kosa Machsa Shekel B'Shem Pri Chadosh, like he said a moment ago, that Rabbi Kivega, in this case, Rabbi Kivega asked this Kasha, of how come that he says that according to the Beis Yosef that holds that as long as the ice is finished off bekashrus, like we mentioned, b'shem the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, so it's very shver why you should have to erase the entire letter. L'chayr, it's enough to just be mevatel tzura. And the Bir Halacha says that this is also brought by the Machzah Shekel b'shem the Pri Chadosh. Says the Bir Halacha, mishum de bein agag ubein ayorech, ki b'pam achas nechtav hakoil, since the entire ice was nechtav b'ksiva achas, so therefore the entire ice would have to be erased. If he made the resh in one ksiva, but it was kosher, and only afterwards in a second ksiva he added on the akev of the dalid, in such an instance, it'll be enough to just take off the gag Levushu prima godim, right? Because since over there the ois was written b'ksiva achas b'kashrus, and it was only a second ksiva that passeled it by adding on the okev of the dalid, mele, in that case you could just be mevatel tzura, and that would be enough to be machshir the letter. Says the Bir Halacha v'imgar v'ifrida, he says that you can be mafrid in negia even if the negiah happened b'shas ksiva. Says the Bir Halacha, afim nasa advekus koidim shenigmar ha'ois, even if the negiah happened before the letter was complete, v'ayim v'ira gro, b'sefer shar Ephraim, l'mirenu arav Ephraim, salam and margolius, the din zed, the shulchan aruch, yesh lefak b'kboi, that this halacha, l'maisa, is shver, u'muchach sham midash shar Ephraim, v'pisle sharam shaloi, da'ein lahakal b'y, ala b'tfilin ha'mezuzas, t'kidi evadomi. That he holds that in such an instance, since part of the letter was written bipsul, really what you should erase is from the mokim ha-psul and vayter, and it's not enough to just be mafrid the negia like the mechaber wanted to be mekel. Tim hayatzarech mechika hayanifsal mishum shalek esidron. Therefore, he holds you should take, so in tefillin and mezuzahs, where you're going to have to be mevatel tzura, so that'll passel the whole tefillin and mezuzahs, is going to be a problem of shalika sidron, so you don't have a choice. You could be mekel, because it's a case of bidievet. Avol b'sefer Torah, v'chem et tefillin and mezuzahs, im lekosav adayin ha-teva she'acharze, if you haven't written vayter in tefillin or mezuzahs, or if it's a case of a sefer Torah, so then, like Mahani Greiris Hadveikus Levad, it's not enough to just be mafrid the Negia, im nidba koidim shenigmar ha'ois v'gamar ha'ois b'psul. Rather, you would have to erase everything in the letter that was written after the Negia happened. Kosher v'loi mikri, says the Bir Halacha, I am the Mishneh Brura. Have a look in the Mishneh Brura where he discusses the case of the ice that goes until the end of the klaf, where if it goes until the end of the klaf, you could just be mafrid the, so to speak, negia between the ice and the end of the klaf to make it mukif kvil. In as much as we say that you can erase a negia that happened even at the beginning of the ice, so you see that it's just the problem of hakofas kvil. So therefore, kal v'chomer, when you just have the ice going to the end of the klaf, over there where it's mamish just the problem of hakofas gvil, so it would be permitted to just be mafrid the, so to speak, negia of the ice from the end of the klaf, and that would be enough to kasher the letter.